Salem State Athletic Director Peggy Carl is with us. And Peggy, welcome to the North Shore and almost 1 year in the books here at the college.
That's absolutely right. I started in July of 2015 and have finished my first academic year.
Tell us your background that kind of got you here to Salem State.
Sure. I had a very, very long swimming coaching career. When I was coaching at Occidental, I spent a good number of years as an assistant, associate, even an interim for a year, athletic director, sort of wore all of the possible administrative hats in that tenure, and really decided at some point in 2008 that it was time for me to become an athletic director, and Beloit College in Wisconsin was kind enough to give me that opportunity. Spent 6-7 years there, and it was time to move on and look for something else that was a bit more challenging, and Salem State provided me with that opportunity, and so here I am.
Well, let me just focus in on Wisconsin. So what were some of the learning things that you kind of picked out of that job and achievements that you might have had at that school?
Sure. I mean, I was lucky enough to participate in a complete renovation project of the college's stadium. We put turf onto an existing grass field, completely renovated the track and the associated field event venues, did some work on the soccer field. So that was a huge learning process, learning how to work with various contractors in that regard. I think just general management of pretty good-sized athletic department. There were, I'm going to say, 18 sports at Beloit. And so managing all of those facilities, full-time coaches, making sure that all of that was going in the right direction was all a reasonably good learning experience.
Yeah. And so now you come to Salem State. And structurally, physically, I mean, the plant just did get an upgrade in the last several years. But I'm sure there's things that that always need to be addressed with an athletic department as far as facilities.
Oh, sure. One of the big things that's being addressed, in fact, as we speak, DCAM is here putting a new compressor in the Rocket Ice Arena, and so it's being jackhammered probably sometime next week. They saw cut the concrete yesterday and today. Our turf field at Alumni Field is on somebody's radar and schedule. I don't have a timeline as to when that will be replaced. So, there's various things in the works. We've got to do some things just structurally within our own office area to make sure we've got enough space for our coaching staff. But you're right, there's always something to do.
Wow. The hockey rink, I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. So they have to chop way down underneath and really build from back up from the bottom up.
That's exactly right. They're going to take sort of the inside, essentially right underneath where the ice would be, and dig it all up and, like I say, install a new compressor, put down new concrete, new rebar, etc., and in the hopes that not only is the new compressor more efficient, but it's also new and will have new plumbing associated with it because it's currently 30-some-odd years old.
The original, sounds like.
Absolutely.
Absolute original. All right. Making some big changes. All right. Well, Peggy, how about some successes? As we back up the calendar from today to September, so to speak, clearly the baseball team just wrapped up their season, but they were very successful this spring.
They were very successful. They had a really nice year. I was able to travel with them to Eastern Connecticut State for the New England Regional, and they had a great tournament, went 2-2. I thought represented the university very, very well. The guys were all really well-behaved and were really great competitors. But before that, men's ice hockey did a really nice job. They won their conference tournament and got their AQ, went to the first round game against Williams in March. Men's golf won the conference tournament, and then earlier in the season, men's basketball finished the regular season in a tie, and so they had a share of the conference title as well. So we had some great successes this year, for sure.
And as you and I talked before we started the interview, there are no coaching changes, so to speak, at Salem State. Nothing, you know, as of right now. And so there's a little bit of stability as you kind, which is good, I think, moving into your next second year.
I think so too, and I'm really grateful for that stability. You know, one of the things that I think makes a great program is coaching stability, and I think that's evident in the men's basketball program, the men's ice hockey program. Chris and Billy O'Neill have been at the helm of those two programs for, you know, 9+ years, in Billy's case, 20+ years. So that stability is really important. Those people have a better flair and a better understanding of what it takes to recruit to Salem State. They start getting a name for themselves. Players come to participate in those coaches' programs. And so I'm really excited to be able to work with this group of coaches again next year.
Now, what kind of, do you do a lot of work with coaches as for kind of setting the tone or discussing recruiting and that kind of thing? Because a Division III school, it's a little different recruiting than Division I, which a lot of people may have a little bit of understanding about that, but I still don't think we really totally understand that piece. But tell me what your kind of involvement might be.
Sure. You know, I didn't do very much of that this past year, and I sort of let the year unfold and gathered a bunch of information to sort of see where we were. This summer, in fact, I was just in Coach Harvey's office when you came, talking about a presentation. Someone from the university is going to come, and we're going to try to arrange a meeting with all of the coaches to talk about some recruiting best practices. Who, how, what, why, when, where, all of those kinds of things, and then get some really hands-on information from this person coming from another office. But I think it's really critical that I set the tone in terms of what the expectation is from our coaches and how we help the university's mission in terms of recruiting qualified, talented student athletes to the program.
Yeah. And I think what I heard from you, I like it when you have an administrator that is comes in and, you know, does some listening and does some observing before, you know, saying this is the way it has to be, X, Y, Z. And I mean, there's always got to be a little bit of that piece. But on the other hand, you got to kind of feel out the situation so you can grasp it where the rubber hits the road and move it forward the way that it needs to.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I have to fight the urge to act. Patience has never been one of my virtues. You're right. It's really important to look, listen, understand how this university particularly functions, and also how my staff functions within the confines of how the university functions. And so for me, this is the first state university I've worked at. So there was a lot to learn.
Oh, I got that. And that makes sense. Yeah. I won't follow up on that piece with you. Phew, she says. Well, Peggy, let me just wrap up with just a question. It has nothing to do with Salem State, but so now you're on the North Shore. So what do you think? Mm-hmm. What kinds of things have you found of interest here on the North Shore?
Well, I love living here. Let me first say that. I think, I spent 18 years living on the other coast, living in California. And so for me to be able to smell the salt air on a regular basis just makes me happy. Yeah. I have not ventured too far out of the Salem confines. I've got a very good friend who lives on Nahant, and we've explored a little bit, but that's about as far as we've gone. I'm currently living in Marblehead, which is delightful. So my drive to and from work each day is just very nice, and it's not too far, but I really, really love living here.
Gotcha. Peggy, great talking with you, great meeting you, and best of luck here as you complete the first year and look forward to many. There's a lot of stability in this job, by the way, so you're going to be here for a long time. You know that, right?
I do know that. I hope the university thinks that, too. Thank you.
All right. Peggy Carl with us, the athletic director at Salem State University, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.